We now go to chat to Brother Mirza Yawar Beg. He's on the line with us this morning, inshallah, Aziz. And we are going to be tackling two articles that he has written, and he's going to help us through this. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa salam, Brother Yawar.
Ibrahim, wa alaikum wa salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So nice to hear your voice.
Jazakumullah khairan for joining us this morning. Now, two scripts that you've put together for us. One is called Changing the Script, and the other one is called Definitions, Influence, Solutions. Let us start off, because what caught my eye with this first script was this very excellent piece of advice you've given us, or that's written down here, where it says, if you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. If you want to get what you never had, you have to do what you never did. Excellent, beautiful. Kindly lead us into the discussion by explaining to us how this came about, this particular very beautiful saying.
Remember, Jazakallah Khair, it is, probably the beginning, I can say, there used to be a play that was, probably still there on in London, called Mousetrap. And this play was something that was always billed as the longest running drama and longest running play in history. And the time I'm talking about, at that time, the Mousetrap had been running for about 40 years. Now, thought suddenly came into my mind is that here is a play which is running for the last 40 years, and it always has the same beginning and it always has the same ending. So I was talking to a friend of mine. I said, here's a play. It always has the same ending. My friend said, yeah, well, it's a play. It's the same script. So naturally, it has the same ending. So I said, what about our lives? Because we seem to have, we seem to get into situations where we make the same mistakes again and again, and we have the same endings, and we learn nothing. So broadening that whole discussion, the point I want to make here is, if you want different results, then you have to behave differently. You have to do different things. If you do the same things, then you are going to get the same results. So it is just like the actors in a play. Even though when the play has been running for the last 40 years, the person who's playing the lead role, the same person does not play the lead role for all the 40 years, because they grow old or they retire or they get sick or something. So someone else comes and plays the lead role. But the role is exactly the same. The lines spoken are the same. The ending of the play is the same, even though the actors have all changed. So also in life, unless we are willing to look at ourselves and look at our lives, and we say that there is this part of my life which I am not happy about, I have to change what I want to change this. I want a different result. Then we have to go back into ourselves and say, what is it that I am doing which is leading to this result? So I have a model which it's easier to explain on a board, but let me try and do it here verbally. Which is, I say, if you draw a triangle, in that triangle, on the right side you write the word get, and on the top you write the word do, and on the left side, left angle, you write the word am. Now, if you look at get, if I want to get certain things, then you go to the top and you say, then I have to do certain things. And in order to do those things, or if I want to look at my behavior, then I have to look down here on the left side at who I am. So I have to look at my own basic beliefs and my values and my ethics and my morals and so on. Now, I was overhearing what you were talking about, women's dress and the general issue of the lack of haya in society. And this applies to not just to Muslims, it applies today to everyone. And anyone with any sense of decency objects to it. I was just at the home of some very old Hindu friends of ours, and they were talking about how one of their daughters dresses, and they said she's an embarrassment to us because she wears these clothes, hipster jeans and short tops, and so a midriff is exposed and so on. And these are Hindu people. They're not Muslims. But we keep telling her, don't dress like this. This is a disgrace, and so on and so on. Now the point is that we're looking at this the am, do, get model. If you say that in my life I want to get more friends, if you say I want to get more influence, if you say I want Allah Subhanahu wa Taala to be pleased with me, if you say I want to get a better akhirah, then you have to look at what is it that I am doing. Now, to give just one example, if there is a relationship in our lives in which there is, you find that there is constant conflict, you know, maybe it's a, may Allah protect us, but maybe it's a marital relationship, you know, you and a person and his wife, or a person and her husband, or it may be a relationship with the in-laws or whoever. Now, there is this relationship in which there is constant conflict. So the whole relationship, every time there is an interaction, there is it ends up in some kind of a flare-up, or it ends up in some kind of a conflict. Now, obviously, you don't want that. You want to change that. And the usual tendency of people is to say, you know what, I think my mother-in-law should change herself. I think my husband should change himself. I think my wife should change herself. But the reality is there is no way that we can get someone else to change. So what is the reality? The reality is, but I can change. Now, if you look at this, I also use a mathematical, format to explain this. And I say that if you write a mathematical equation, if you write 2 multiplied by 2 equals 4. Now, if you want a different ending, if you want this 4 to change, right, in an equation like this, I say that you control one side of the equation. You don't control both sides of the equation. You control one side of the equation, but if you operate that side of the equation, you can influence the other side of the equation. So, for example, if you say 2 multiplied by 2 equals 4, if you change that first 2 into 4, and you say 4 multiplied by 2, the result is different. The result is 8. So if I say I want 8, you can't just go and say, well, I want 8, so therefore I must get 8. No, if you want 8, you've got to do something with your 2, which is on this side of the equation. So don't control both sides of the equation. You control one side, but the one side you control influences the other side. And this is what in life, and that's the reason why I said if you always do what you always did, you will always get what you always got. And if you want to get what you never had, you have to do what you never did. And that is the whole issue of doing what you never did. Because that takes courage. That is usually uncomfortable because it's something new which we've never done before. And that takes a lot of patience and sabr. Especially with regard to human relationships, if there is a relationship in which you have always had conflict, now to go to that person with whom you have always been used to reacting in a negative manner, to go to that person, deliberately be nice to them, be good to them, that takes a lot of doing. That's not easy. And that's the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, famous hadith where he said that in an argument, if you are right and you give up your right for your brother, I guarantee you a palace in paradise. Now, the reason for the guaranteeing of the palace in paradise is because it's not easy to do. It's a very tough thing to do. I am on the right. I know I'm on the right. But in the argument, I'm not going to insist on that. I'm going to say, okay, that leave. It doesn't matter. Let your argument stay. Now, that takes a lot of doing. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has given us that bashara of a palace in Jannah. So, the here with this doing what you never did is the thing to ask ourselves is, do I really seriously want things in my life to change? Because if I want things in my life to change, then I have to decide to change some of my behavior. That's one part of the story. The second part of the story is, in order to change some of my behavior, I have to really examine some of my own beliefs and so on. For example, one of the reasons in a conflict situation, one of the reasons why we behave with somebody in a particular manner. For example, we might behave, we might treat someone with suspicion, or we might treat that person, harshly. Now, if you look back inside yourself, why do I do that? It comes back sometimes to my own inability to trust somebody. So I'm now looking at my own, what is my own level of trust? How much do I really trust people? How much do I really respect people? You know, I mean, talking about respect is fine. We all talk about respect. But how much do I really respect people? Because if I'm respecting somebody, then it means that I've got to treat those people like human beings. I mean, I can't say I respect someone and then I'm, walking all over them. I can't do that. So if I say I'm respecting somebody, then I've got to show that respect in terms of how I treat those people. So we have to go back into our own beliefs and think about that. For example, the example of the hadith I gave, we have to go back into ourselves and say, how much do I really have belief on the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because here is a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us such a wonderful bashara. So now what is my excuse if I say, well, you know what, I can't leave this argument. No, I must insist. I have to be right. No, you have to be right. You're giving up a palace in Jannah. So the question to think about is, how much is really my faith in Al-Akhirah? Do I really believe that there is Jannah, or is it some, you know, this is just a sort of habit, I've been talking about it, and so it's there, but really if I look at it, because if the reality of the Akhirah is absolutely clear to me in my mind, then subhanAllah, I mean, I would always want to be in an argument, be right, and then give up my right, because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam promised a palace in Jannah. So I say, what business are you in? I'm in the real estate business. I build palaces in Jannah. You know, that's my business, that I build palaces in Jannah. That would be the attitude of the person, because it's complete and total yaqeen in the Akhirah.